With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands will honor national hero, the Honorable Francine Jackson, with a lying in state and official funeral to recognize her lifelong contributions to the country. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
National hero Honorable Francine Jackson will lie in state at the House of Parliament on Wednesday, July 5th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., giving members of the public an opportunity to pay their respects. Mrs. Jackson passed away peacefully on the 5th of July. She is being remembered as a pioneering suffragist, a trailblazer in Caymanian politics, and a long-standing marriage officer who served her community for decades. In recognition of her service, Mrs. Jackson received the Gold Medal of Merit in 2013 and was named a national hero in 2025, becoming one of only two individuals to receive the honor during her lifetime. As a mark of respect, flags across all government buildings, entities, and schools will be flown at half-mast starting Wednesday morning through the day of her official funeral. That funeral is set for Friday, the 17th of July at 4 p.m. at the Wesleyan Holiness Church in West Bay. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The Cayman Forward Initiative sets up a new strategic task force for action, reform, and transformation to break the long-running deadlock between planning and environmental bodies.
But when you get folks in a room and you cover something small that might have been perceived as difficult before, and then you slice the next part of the elephant and the next part of the elephant, suddenly the bigger things are not so hard to overcome.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says the task force will oversee working groups on legal guidance, joint planning, environment problem solving, and environmental impact assessment triggers, with early moves focused on speeding routine referrals. National Conservation Council Chair Dr. Ian Kirkham says a key part of the plan is to stop referring almost every planning application to the NCC and instead concentrating on significant projects.
Let's spend time working on those important issues. And where a sink is being moved out of a bathroom, you really don't need DOE's or NCC's fingerprint on that.
The post-summit report is available online at gov.ky/CaymanForward. A grand court jury has cleared Neville Antonio Faulkner of a charge related to emails sent to the director of planning. Radio Cayman's Jebby Ebanks brings us this report.
Neville Antonio Faulkner was accused of using an email address bearing his name to annoy, harass, or defraud director of planning Haroon Pandui. However, after hearing evidence over the course of a week-long trial, jurors returned a unanimous verdict of not guilty. The email and the allegations arose after a property owned by Mr. Faulkner was condemned following a fire incident and a subsequent action from the Department of Planning. Throughout the proceedings, Mr. Faulkner maintained that the emails were not threats, but expressions of his views regarding the handling of his property. Following the acquittal, Acting Justice the Honorable Dale Palmer discharged Mr. Faulkner's bail conditions, and he was released. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And police need your help to track down 44-year-old Joseph Hurlston. You can find his photo at radiocayman.gov.ky. Mr. Hurlston is wanted in relation to multiple offenses, including assault and threats to kill. The RCIPS says anyone who sees him should not approach him, but instead make note of his location and contact 911. In other news, the new Miss Universe Cayman Islands, Juliana Myers, is beyond excited, speaking to Radio Cayman just moments after winning the crown.
I am in absolute shock. I cannot wait to represent Cayman on the international stage. I am so happy to be here because I'm using my voice for the younger generation. Can't believe this right now.
Miss Myers was one of six contestants who competed for the title at Pedro St. James Saturday night. Pageant Director Derry Lee.
An amazing event. I mean, we have about 650 people here, and that's what we were expecting, a great turnout. So I'm really grateful for the people that came to support us.
Ms. Myers will represent Cayman at the 75th Miss Universe competition in Puerto Rico. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. Iranian state media is reporting new explosions near the port city of Bandar Abbas as the battle continues with the United States for control of the Strait of Hormuz. Overnight, the US said it struck Iranian military sites, reducing its ability to attack shipping. Iran said it targeted US military facilities in Bahrain and Jordan. BBC News.